Proclamation number 7982 of 2nd of September, 1961. Thoughts of an end are beneficial. Every thought of an imminent end can only be beneficial for your soul if you believe in its survival after death. For then you will live consciously after all. You will also think about many things and no longer take earthly plans and interests seriously, even if you are not yet fully convinced that an end will come. But the thought of it will be encouraged in you on the part of the world of light, for the mental influence emanates from their side, because you are entrusted to them for protection and they constantly strive for you and your soul's salvation. Hence the thought current emanates from them and again it will be conveyed to you. And now your free will decides how you adjust yourselves to it. Thus it can be to your spiritual advantage, but you can also reject every such thought if you are still too addicted to the world and all thoughts about an end are only a hindrance to your striving for the world. Then you will rather listen to the whispers of the dark beings. You will pay homage to the world and do everything to create or increase physical comfort for yourselves. For then you will not believe in the soul's continuation of life after death either. You will only live for the sake of earthly life, and the beings of light will have little success because you will reject the flow of thoughts flowing to you, because you will close your heart to all good forces and their admonitions and warnings. And then you will have to experience everything you gladly reject. You will be disappointed by the world, you will have to recognize its fickleness, or else you will receive so abundantly from God's adversary that you will truly already have lost all reward which you have acquired on earth or which is demanded by God's adversary as a price for your soul and which he will willingly pay to you. By giving you abundant earthly goods, prestige and power. Don't demand such earthly possessions so that you won't fall prey to him but recognize the time and gratefully accept all hardship and worries, for they prove to you that the Father's love is still struggling for your souls, that he will not give you up and that he wants to win you and your thoughts before the end comes. For this reason he announces the end to you. And if you now think about it, your soul will only benefit from it, for you will kill the worldly desire. You will nevertheless work on your soul while thinking about the end, and you will pray to God that he may give you strength to fulfill the purpose of earthly life, and then you will also be saved from eternal ruin. As soon as thoughts of the end come to you, do not chase them away but deal with them. And only remember that there is no end for your soul. And try to create the state for it that you don't need to shy away from an end either. And if you also find the path to God through such thoughts, for they are truly a blessing for you, and you can also trustingly hand yourselves over to the beings of light who look after you and worry about your soul's salvation. And they will now always have an effect on your thoughts and also remind you again and again during this time of the near end. They will never present the world to you in an appealing way, for the world is the realm of the Prince of Darkness, from which the beings of light want to keep you back and whose work they try to invalidate precisely with the reference to the near end, which can only ever be given to you mentally. And as difficult as these thoughts may be for you, they are only favorable for your souls, and therefore don't reject them but let them have an effect on you, for one day you will be grateful for every warning cry that wrested you from the adversary's hands. One day you will know that you are lovingly cared for so as not to be lost again for an infinitely long time. Amen.